Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
Welcome, everybody, viewers and listeners, to another episode of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast where we interview your favorite actors from film and television, music, comedy, and more. Wherever pop culture is existing, you will find us there sitting on a park bench waiting to talk to somebody. And as you know, over the summer, we had David Magadoff on the show. This was before any episodes came out for Dexter, New Blood. This is not another season. This is a whole new thing. And we talked about his character, Teddy Reed, at the time. We had no idea who he was or what character he was playing, but now we do. And we have another cast member from this fantastic show. We're talking with Katie Sullivan, Dexter, New Blood. Katie, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you so much for asking me to follow in the great David Magadoff's footsteps.
Yes, well, you both are equally amazing. And this show, I mean, this has been talked about for a very long time. I think even a year or so, maybe after the original series ended, they were talking about, you know, maybe we'll bring this back. We don't know how. It has to make sense for us to bring it back. We don't want to sort of redo what we did before. We're right. Not trying to correct anything because, as you know, I'm certain that the fans were very split on how the original series ended. And I have to say, now that we have the first episode that just released a few days ago, my God, you all have done such a fantastic job. And your character in this story is just, I mean, I don't even know where to start. Amazingly hilarious, a lot of fun. And I'm excited to talk about this. So we've got one episode out. Let's talk about your character for those we're catching up. And again, we're not going to give out any spoilers, but you play a pretty significant role in the storyline. Let's let people in on your character and sort of how they fit into everything that's happening.
So we meet Dexter. Well, I guess he is Dexter, but we meet him almost a decade later. It's sort of real time. And he has settled himself in a very small town called Iron Lake. It's in upstate New York. And it's this sort of juxtaposition of, like, he was in this sort of booming metropolis of Miami in the original show. And I think they wanted to, like, scope it way down, the writers, the creator of the show, to like, what would happen if the same person lived in, you know, a small town where everybody knows each other's business. And my character's name is Esther, and she is the police dispatcher for this tiny little town, for the police station there in Iron Lake. And she's kind of the town gossip, which is sort of a perfect yes. She's kind of a perfect job for her. I feel like it was just sort of like, I don't know which came first. Was she really good at being a police dispatcher, or did she really just like want to know the goods before everybody else, like what was going on? And she's just, you know, she's just a delightful, nosy, fun character. And she, my relationship with Jim, AKA Dexter Morgan, Jim Lindsay, she adores him. And so,
yeah,
he is, they have a very, you know, cheeky little relationship, a lot of like putting my hand under my chin when he walks in the door, just sort of, I think that's one of the things that's interesting about that character that they wrote in general, is how charming he is to a lot of people.
Very charming to a lot of women and men.
Yeah.
And in the past has helped him to an advantage to kind of get what he wants. In previous seasons, you know, him involved with the Miami-Dade Police Department and the Records Department and all the officers there. So, yeah, I mean, and there's this very fun, I don't know if flirtatious would be the correct word, we don't really know yet, between the two of your characters, but yeah, she's clearly likes him a lot, you know, yeah, and has won her over, so to speak. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, she works with her boss is his girlfriend. So Dexter is,
yeah.
I don't know if it's the wisest decision, but he's dating the chief of police in this small town. And I don't know if that's like just a moth to the flame. Like he can't keep himself away from either the excitement of, you know, a police station or just sort of wants to kind of keep his finger on the pulse of what's, he wants to know what's going on. But anyway, he's dating the chief of police and she is my boss. So, and I am, Esther is happily married to a character we have not yet met, named Alan. And he is a paramedic in town and we will meet him at some point. But so it's more of a just sweet little, you know, she really likes him and she's happy to see Angela happy. And, you know, I think she kind of looks at her in sort of a sister way.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up the point. And of course, we don't know yet her reasoning for working for the police department. And again, the type of the way that they've written your character leads me to believe that there could be some felonious, some weird stuff maybe coming down the pike as far as information that she gets, even looking back at the first episode that we got and the character, you know, not passing the background check and sort of making the viewers go, okay, what's really happening here? Because, I don't know, the writing is so brilliant on this show. And in past, you know, in the original Dexter, it was also very smartly written. And I think what you all have done is great, too, is that although there are a lot of differences to this, it's clearly the theme from beginning to end, literally the opening credits to the end is different. We get the mysterious Dexter music, you know, kind of sprinkled throughout, really not till the end of the first episode.
Right.
But also just kind of that inner monologue that he has. I think that it's so crazy amazing that they picked Jennifer Carpenter to come back and be, well, we don't know Dark Passenger. We don't know that yet. We just know she's there and helping him kind of navigate it clearly. Again, we're not spoiling anything after the first episode. Dexter obviously reverts back to his old self, which we kind of expected, maybe not in the fashion that it happened. But again, it's such a great show. Prior to booking this, had you seen the original series before, or did you kind of binge it after, or are you the type of actor who's like, I don't really want to know much other than what, you know, I'm going in with?
No, this is actually, no offense to any other television show I've been on, but this is the first time I've ever been, I was a fan of a show and then eventually ended up, you know, being able to work on it. And, I have to say that first day on set was actually, we were shooting scenes from that first episode was my first day on set. And I was so nervous. I was so nervous.
Really?
Because yeah, you just sort of like, you know, being a fan of the show and like having gone on that ride with Dexter Morgan and like, and I can't tell you how many times I have been jumping up and down on my couch, screaming at my television because someone was coming around a corner watching the original that, or, you know, Rita in the bathtub, or, I mean, just name it. There are so many moments from the original series that were just fantastic television. And so then to be a part of that, is it's pinch me kind of stuff for an actor, especially a show that you are like, you don't expect for things to come back, you know, like you're just like, well, okay, that came in and went and I won't be working on that, but that's fine, you know, that's sort of the attitude.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah,
yeah, I've talked to a lot of actors where that happens, where they've been on shows for a very long time, and shows that are known for having big cast shakeups, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where they don't just get killed off, they get written off just like this. But this is great. And of course, your creator, Clyde Phillips, is just a genius and really has from the outset, as I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, been very clear about the fact that this is Dexter New Blood. This is different. This is not the same. This isn't Miami/LA.
Right.
where, you know, they change a few things around. You, and what we're seeing is you filmed this, I can't remember, please correct, this was filmed before or during the pandemic? I'm trying to recall.
Oh, this was completely a pandemic shoot. We started shooting in January of, they started shooting in January of 20, of this year, so 21. And they shot from the end of January until we wrapped. I was there the day we wrapped on July 31st. So it was, you know, this 6 months of lots of snow and being outside, and we shot outside of Boston. And the interesting thing about what they decided to do with this season is we shot it like it was a 10-hour movie. So we completely,
yes, I've heard that.
Yeah, we completely shot it out of order. So there would be, you'd be on set one day shooting scenes from episode 3, and then you'd show up the next day and it would be episode 7. And you'd have to go, okay, what do I know? What do I not know? Like, where are we in the storyline? Which is a challenge, but fun. I mean, I know I was listening actually to Michael C. Hall talking about the fact that they didn't shoot that scene of him killing Matt Caldwell in the first episode, like until like 3 or 4 months into the shoot. So like usually when you're shooting a television show, you may shoot some scenes out of order, but you shoot an entire first episode and then you stop.
Yeah, it's pretty succinct. Yeah. Like within a week. Yeah, it's like day 1, day 2, day 7, 2 days off, 1 day off, and then you're filming the next episode. Because it's in real time
right. That
you're getting these shows most of the time, like SVU or the Chicago shows.
Right.
It's all pretty succinct. But I imagine with a project like this, the amount of information that your character or you have as an actor is pretty limited to what's going to happen. Because I recall seeing interviews from the original series where there were only maybe a couple people, including Michael C. Hall and a few others, that really knew the end game of what things were going to happen, obviously because they're the main character. But for you, when you're doing this and you come in, one day you're shooting the first episode, the next day maybe you're shooting episode 9, like, how does that work for you? I mean, do you have to have everything memorized all at once and just kind of hope that when you get in that you're shooting a scene that day? Because that's insane to do it that way, but I get it. It makes sense. That's crazy.
It's pretty crazy. And there were some times, there were a couple of days based on weather, because we were shooting, you know, part of the reason why they set it outside, or we shot outside of Boston, was to utilize as much snow, natural snow, as possible. But there were times where the weather was too bad to be outside. And so we'd have to scramble and switch everything. And there were times that, there was this one particular day that I got a phone call at 4 p.m. and I was in New York, in the New York City area. And they were like, we need you here tomorrow. It was like, okay, let me pack my bag. Yeah,
I mean, I'll be there. Yeah, I know, that's crazy.
And you know, you do have to say, can you please tell me what scene we're doing, like, as soon as possible? And they're like, we'll let you know as soon as we can. I mean, it's just, it was a challenging way to shoot, I think, and it kept everybody on our toes. But I feel like in some ways, it definitely kept it exciting. It was never mundane. Shooting this show was never boring.
Yeah, but I can't imagine it would be.
They did also send me, all 10 episodes when they were finished writing them. And I had to sign every NDA under the sun. But, we got to the last, I think, like 10 pages of episode 10, and they were all blacked out. So, like, even the cast, we had sort of like guesses. I mean, I know what happens now, but like I had yeah, no idea when I was like, you know, I didn't know how things resolved. And it was a bit of like, what do you think is going to happen? Well, what do you think is going to happen?
That's funny. Yeah. Friends and family, they find out that Katie is on Dexter New Blood. What is the response like?
I mean, everybody is just really excited and happy for me. It was really funny. My brother sent me a picture this week of my nephew and niece sitting in front of the television with a like still shot of him watching me. He's like, we found a little bit that they could watch. And I was like 30 seconds. And he was like 90 seconds. I was like, oh, great. So no, everybody's really excited. He actually, that same brother, heard some, you know, random people talking about the show in line at like lunch or something. And he was like, I couldn't help myself. I had to butt in and say, you know, my sister's on that show. So
that's awesome. I mean, yeah. I mean, you've been a part of a lot of amazing projects over your career,
yeah. But
I imagine this has to just be a lot of fun for you. And I mean, are you a natural line dancer? Is that something that you had to learn?
I have to say, the like 2 days before I was watching you know, people doing the electric slide on YouTube because I was just like, I don't even know. You know, to be a bilateral above the knee amputee who is reading these scripts and it's like Esther's line dancing, you're just like, oh God, what do they think I could do? But and that was a really fun, you know, it was difficult. We were dancing for a long time and all of that sweat was real, but like, you know, they called cut at one point and, Clyde Phillips and Marcos Ciega came up to it. They had masks on and covered up for everywhere because of COVID, but you could just tell they were like, that was awesome. I was like, was it all you dreamed it would be? But I've gone on the record with my reps. I was like, I don't think dancing is in my future. We're not going to put that on my resume.
Well, we saw her do it in Dexter New Blood.
She did.
I mean, it just, yeah, that's hilarious. Well, this show is great. And you are just amazing along with everybody else. And I am excited for the next episode. And one last question.
Yeah.
When you're not working, when you're not on television or film, what fills your time with Creative Spaces? What keeps you going and keeps the creative juices flowing?
I mean, anything I can do with my hands. Honestly, I love to cook. I love to sort of create things in the kitchen. I love knitting, which is super nerdy, but like anything to sort of, you know, keep you going, but also, you know, writing projects, writing sketches with friends, shooting things like that, and you know, collaborating on things that you're like, wow, wouldn't this be amazing if we got this done? So
I love it. That's fantastic. Well, be sure to check out the forthcoming episodes of Dexter New Blood on Showtime. The first episode is currently streaming. Again, different feel, different look. Everything about it is amazing. And if you are a fan of Dexter, you have to watch, because this is great. No preconceived ideas. Katie Sullivan as Esther. Katie, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. This is fun.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.